On this day, in this rite, in this martyrology, we celebrate the feast of a relatively modern saint of recent times, and of course, in the history of the Church, 300 years is very recent. A saint who has been upheld by the Church, by the pontiffs of the Church, to be of great importance and to be of someone to whom we should look for example and for assistance in our prayers and our necessities. It is a feast of St. Vincent de Paul. Now, St. Vincent was born one of seven children. He was in the middle, so he was the middle child in a sense, whatever that means. And when he was very young, of course, he was born in a farm, and one of the first things he had to do was to take care of the pigs. And, of course, that's very prophetic, because later on, he would be a priest, and he would have to take care of those pigs. And don't think otherwise. Do not overestimate yourselves. So, St. Vincent was given the proper education, some of it at home, some of it in good schools. And he went to the seminary, and he was ordained very unusually, even then, at the age of 20. And immediately he was given the task of being a chaplain to the to one of the royal families and also to the galleys of the Kingdom of France. In that time, hard work for prisoners who were so condemned was to row the galleys of the king. And this was not particularly an easy nor a pleasant task. And so, instead of just directing it from afar, as the others would, he actually went on the boats, and even sometimes when one of the prisoners was about to faint, he would get himself behind the oar, and thus gave a tremendous example to those prisoners, many of whom were converted by his example. In the meantime, he did many other things. He would go at night in the streets of Paris, and like St. Teresa of Calcutta in recent years, he would find all the babies, the fondlings, as they were called, the foundlings, and take them, and he established an orphanage for these babies that would otherwise have died of cold and hunger on the streets, being eaten by rats and other vermin. A horrible way to go. But he saved them. And so St. Vincent de Paul is, in a sense, a very important saint of the life cause, pro-life cause. Then he started to direct priests. Every Thursday, they would have conferences for the priests of Paris in the Church of St. Lazarus. And from this arose the Congregation of the Mission, which he founded, which we know as the Vincentian priests and brothers. And at first they were called Lazarists from the fact that they met at the Church of St. Lazarus in Paris. And then he directed some of the wealthy women of the kingdom, including the queen herself, and some of those women, among them, in principally, St. Louise de Marillac, with him founded a new order that would not be cloistered, but would be able to go out of the convent and do work among the children and the people, the Daughters of Charity, now known of St. Vincent de Paul. So he did a lot of things for the good of the Church, for the good of the world. And so today we look to him when, in the 19th century, Pope Leo XIII of happy memory proclaimed him the patron saint of all charitable organizations and causes. In that vein of thought, in the early 20th century, a man who had been a terrible drunk, was addicted to alcohol, who is now on the way to canonization himself, Frederick Ozanam, was to start the conferences of St. Vincent de Paul, which we know in America as a society. But the original name in all the other countries, we Americans are very individualistic. We want to do our own thing, too much so. It was called the Conferences of St. Vincent de Paul. And also having something in common with us here, where you hear about him every so often. Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, who is to be canonized next year, became a member of the Conferences of St. Vincent de Paul. He also was a Third Order Dominican under the name of Gerolamo, under the title of that great priest of Florence, Girolamo Savonarola, who himself was burnt at the stake because he was against the way in which the nobility exercised power in a very unjust way. Blessed Pier Giorgio, while he was doing the work of the Conferences of St. Vincent de Paul, at the yet early age of 24, contracted poliomyelitis, and he was dead in 10 days. It was a very fulminating case, and there was not even enough time to bring the vaccine from Paris to Turin. Blessed Pier Giorgio, whose body is perfectly incorrupt, lies in the Cathedral of Turin, but not too far from the Holy Shroud, which the Cardinal of Turin gave credit to Blessed Pier Giorgio for having saved the shroud and the cathedral when a horrible fire erupted over 10 years ago. So today we have all these saints. The communion of saints is all intertwined. We are, as members of the Holy Catholic Church, we are as parts of a Gothic cathedral, in particular the rose window, all those little tiny bits of stone and glass together forming one whole. But if one piece is taken out, the whole window comes out and collapses. And so, of course, we see today that so many things are collapsing because they are taking away the true Mass and the true faith. May God help us, and may God grant us someone like St. Vincent de Paul to save us and deliver us from all the present evils of this day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.